From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At a ceremony in Paris on Monday, French President François Hollande bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a British citizen and three Americans who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. Lisa Bryant has the story.
Monsieur Alexander Skaratos.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skaratos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman.
Voilà, quatre hommes.
The four not only saved their own lives, Mr. Hollande said, but also avoided a tragedy, a massacre aboard the high-speed train from Amsterdam that carried more than 500 people. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayoub El Hazani, who the president described as a terrorist. French counterterrorism officials continue to question Hazani, a 26-year-old Moroccan known to intelligence services in three countries for links to radical Islam and who may have traveled to Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters. The army says gunmen ambushed his convoy on Saturday. Troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing five. One government soldier was killed. Also in Nigeria, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon began a two-day visit to talk about terrorism and other vital issues with President Muhammadu Buhari. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Asian stock markets closed down sharply on Monday, and European markets followed course in morning trading.